morning, 6:38.
7:38.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as he usually does at this time, we have Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So this week, I think probably the most significant event that we had in terms of crime was there was a shooting on Torres. Is that right?
Yeah, we received a report of shots fired in the area of Tahar and Torres, and officers got on the scene and found some shell casings in the roadway. They found some blood in the roadway, but the victim had already been taken to the hospital in a privately owned vehicle. He was struck several times, and the fortunate news about this incident is that it looks like he's going to survive his injury. So we're still looking for leads in the case. If anybody has any information on this case, we want them to call Crime Stoppers or the Pensacola Police Department.
And so at this point, really, all we know is basically that a shooting happened and the victim was not killed, and we're just everything else we're still waiting to find out.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else in the last day or two that we don't already know about, or anything else significant happened since you and I talked last Thursday?
No, sir. That's about it.
I'll take it. I mean, that's great news. All right. We sometimes get this from our law enforcement folks, and you guys say nothing happened. And, of course, that doesn't mean there's been no activity. It just means there haven't been any unusual or high profile. You know, there's still always – your officers are always busy, aren't they?
Yeah, there's always activity. There's always patrol functions and traffic. And, Chief Randall has made it clear, just like Chief Slider and Simmons before him, that Pensacola has some traffic issues, mostly speeding. And we're on that. We've been using officers, some of the SROs, like on Monday when school was not in, to enforce traffic, mostly running radar and on our trouble spots, you know, like 9th Avenue and places like that. So be aware of that. The officers are out doing that, and just observe the speed limit. You know, these officers, contrary to popular belief, do not like writing traffic tickets, but they will if they have to. And a lot of times, you know, whether a person gets a ticket or not depends on their past driving history, which the officer's able to pull up in their vehicle. So just observe the speed limits and be safe. And again, that's something that we are going to be focusing on.
Yeah, and this is something that, as you say, it goes back several administrations. I remember having the conversation with Tommy several times about how, you know, look, traffic collisions, traffic injuries, fatalities, and property damage are the most preventable crime there is. Because if everybody just drive a little bit smarter and slower, they wouldn't happen. At least they wouldn't happen nearly as often. And so it really is something that we can all take some ownership for and responsibility for. You know, we all think that we are able to drive faster, more aggressively than everybody else, even though we all also believe that everybody else is an idiot driver. That's the kind of irrational all have, right?
Yeah, let me ask you this. You know, how many times have you seen a vehicle pass you at a high rate of speed, and then you are doing the speed limit and you meet him at the same red light? He got nowhere.
So many times. And of course, you know, when it's somebody else that passed you, you're like, see? And of course, when you pass somebody else and they catch up, you're like, oh. But you still drive the same. That's the dumb thing. You still drive the same. I still drive the same. I'm trying to work on it. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, how did the coffee with the cop go last week?
You know, that's probably one of the best ones yet. It was done with Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and when I got there was just simply no place to park. The place was packed. There was lots of citizens there, officers there, administration from both agencies there. It was extremely successful, and I hope to see that done again.
So I know why you guys did a joint coffee with a cop at that location at the Coffee Guy on Davis. I know why you did it there. Because that's a part of the world where nobody knows whether it's the city or the county anymore. And so you guys just had everybody there.
Yeah, we have to check the garbage cans in those areas.
Serious question, though. We've talked about this before. Is the map and the insanity of the map for the city of Pensacola city limits, is the weirdness of that map, is it actually a logistical problem for your officers and for the county officers to know where is and where isn't the county in the city limits? Does that actually cause a problem for you guys, or is that more of a, like, it's annoying, but it's not really a problem?
No, not really. There's two ways that we figure that out quickly. The first one is dispatch. They got the address in the CAD system, and it immediately tells them whether it's city or county. But if the officer's not in a real big hurry and there's still a question, then we look for the black garbage cans in the city and the green garbage cans in the county. So, but dispatch is usually able to tell us that information very quickly.
I still think that's one of the most amazing things, is that even you guys, it's so crazy and convoluted that using the garbage cans to figure it out. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, I know it wasn't in the city, but we had this terrible attack on a woman at the one of the Walmarts that's outside of the city, where I guess she was getting her Social Security check cashed or something, and then the guy behind her says, "Hey, can you give me a loan?" And she's like, "No," and then he follows her out and attacks her in her vehicle and steals $1,000 from her. What would your advice be to people to, you know, I mean, what would you you know, obviously we're going to work to catch the guy, but what kind of lesson learned, what kind of advice can you give to anybody who find themselves in just a weird situation like this?
Well, the biggest thing is to be aware of your surroundings. Look around and around the people around who you are. Be aware of who is around you. Look them in the eye. Make sure they understand that you've seen them. Take the AirPods out of your ears where you can hear. And that's the biggest thing, is just to be aware of what's going on around you. And if you feel something, a lot, you know, you have these gut instincts. If you feel something is wrong or something is about to go wrong, you know, then it could be. And act appropriately. Go seek some help. Go to an area that's populated, and call us. If nothing else, call us, and we will see that you get to your vehicle safely.
If that's you and you're concerned, I mean, most of these stores will hire off-duty police officers to be there as security. I cannot imagine any cop in the known universe who you go up to him and say, "Hey, I'm not sure that I feel safe. Would you mind walking me to my car?" That they're going to say anything but absolutely, right?
That's exactly what they're going to say. And, you know, we certainly encourage that, especially with the holiday shopping season coming up. If you feel something that is wrong, and we don't mind, you know, we've got officers that work in around the mall and places like that are there just for situations like that.
My old martial arts instructor always said that the basic difference between people who get harmed criminally and people who don't is the ones who avoid it are the ones who listen to that little weird naggy voice and did something different, and the other ones are like, "Oh no, it's fine, I'll get in this elevator, no big deal." You know, it's just like you say, that weird intuitive voice inside of you often can sense that something's amiss, even if you can't, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, especially around ATMs. People know when you walk away from the ATM that most likely you just got cash.
Yeah.
That's the place that you need to be most aware of your surroundings.
Hey, we're talking to Mike Wood. He is Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, this week we got a kind of, it's a national report, okay, so it's not here locally, but the national report is 4,500 guns were seized in the past year by people carrying them to the airport. Question, when TSA finds something illegal in a bag or on a person at the airport, do they call you? How do they handle that?
We have officers working at the airport, and they will summon an officer that's working. So, you know, every situation's different. I heard you earlier before we came on about people that pack those things or have them all the time and they forget about it. There's a big difference between somebody that just kind of forgot about it and somebody that's got it on them that's trying to get it through TSA. So our officers are alerted to each of those incidents, and each instance is handled differently.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, you guys have been around a while. You know how to talk to people and find out what's going on and make those judgment calls. Last thing is, we always talk about a cop myth or a weird fact regarding policing that people may or may not know. I think this week it's not so much a false belief that people have, but a weird story that turns out to be true. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a more of a did you know type situation. And did you know, and this is not in America, this is from Thailand, that if a police officer in Thailand maybe parks his cruiser wrong or drops a small piece of litter on the sidewalk or is late to work, the punishment for that officer is that he has to wear a pink Hello Kitty armband on his uniform for a few days.
No, it does not. They do not. Serious? What if he's a Hello Kitty fan? I mean, that's not punishment. It's like a reward.
No, and you know, it's funny you bring that up. You know, as far as the Hello Kitty folks go, I don't know if they like that or not. But yeah, that's what they have to do.
I tell you, some of the Asian laws are just, they're interesting. I'll just put it that way. Well, that is fascinating. And no word on whether we're planning to implement that here, though, right?
No word on that, but I can tell you it would work here. It would deter problems here as well. But hopefully we won't have to worry about that.
All right. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, I appreciate the time, and we appreciate the work, certainly. I'll talk to you next week, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
You bet. 749 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. If you're a business owner, you know, once a year you got to figure out what you're going to do with employee benefits. And probably what happened is last year, you looked at it, you figured it out, you got into all the information.